Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 348, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows, Psalter 348, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in John 21, the verses 1 through 14. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John 21, the first 14 verses. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. As Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. And now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is thy good and gracious hand that has brought us together by renewal on this holy day of rest within the walls of thy house of prayer. Wilt thou grant an impression of thy goodness? May we be humbled thereunder, and may it be a house of prayer indeed. To that end, we need the spirit of prayer and of supplication, thy dear Son, who sitteth at thy right hand, also a house of thanksgiving, where thou grantest so many blessings in the midst of all the trials of life unto us and our children, our Lord. May it then be thy goodness, as thou hast recorded in thy holy word, thy forbearance and long-suffering, that may lead to that repentance, that godly sorrow, crying after thee, the living God. May it please thee to dwell richly amongst us, go from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, the lawfully hindered ones, the ones that are taking care of little ones, wilt thou also grant them a blessing. Then in this evening hour, then we are called to examine each our hearts, if it is well. Then we ought to do so week by week, where we are traveling to, when thou shalt grant it, then on the coming Lord's Day, then the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be administered in the midst of the congregation, and then it shall be heard by renewal, all things are ready, and the Master calleth thee. And then we are called to examine, who is that thee, our Lord? Do remember the unconverted. Wilt thou fill them with a holy jealousy? Work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be uncovered to their lost condition, their missing, and that they may become a seeking people. And thou shalt never forsake the work of thine own hands. Lord, spare us and our children, that we build not upon sandy foundations. The heart is deceitful above all things. The solemnest of all has prayed, if there was an evil way, that thou would lead him on the way everlasting. Oh, there is only one name, and that is the precious name of Jesus, whereby we must be saved. Wilt thou remember thy people? Thou knowest the onslaughts upon their faith. how many times given to examine, we have by renewal read the creed of many ages concerning faith in the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the blessings which thy dear Son has merited and which he grants by his Spirit. Then we are called to examine what we do believe, and the true faith of thy children that shall be attacked. And to that end, thou wast given the preaching of thy word to work and strengthen faith, but also the sacraments, Lord. May it then be used to that end, and that in this evening they may hear their name mentioned. Lord, faith, that is a gift of thee. It is written in thy word, without thee we can do nothing. But it is also written, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengtheneth me, Lord. When thou grantest it, then thy church may not only believe, but then thee must believe. Well, to grant something of those matters in this evening hour, for thy people to be given to examine the wedding garment which is needed to attend the Holy Supper of the Lord. And that is a wedding garment that is made by thee and also given by thee and put on by thee, and then thy child may embrace it by faith, Lord. Be a surprising God. Well, to grant a special week, a special evening of preparation, that there may be those souls whose heart may begin to burn. Oh, the precious mediator has declared that with desire he had desired to eat the Passover with his disciples. And after the resurrection, the greater Joseph to reveal himself, to show those pierced hands, that pierced side, and those pierced feet, the shed blood, for the strengthening of the faith of thy people. Lord, thou art not a land of outer darkness. Thou grantest provision for the way. Wilt thou grant a further leading? Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace? Remember the consistory with all their labors. May they be blessed in the church. Remember the family circles, fathers and mothers, with the children, when thy word may daily be opened. May our children be instructed, and that instruction be blessed for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Bless thy word in our Christian school, a week where the staff, the students may rest. May it be for refreshment, and that with eagerness to commence another week, grant traveling mercies, help and remember administration. Bless the labors of the teachers, when thy word may daily be opened. Wilt thou grant more labors, servants for thy vineyard, a mission worker for a church worker, a mission worker for our mission field, and teachers for our Christian schools. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Remember the many upon this earth where thy church cannot gather freely because of enmity and persecution. Ah, do uphold them and grant that they deny thee not, but given to experience in special ways that thou art the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Wilt thou take the veil of the Jewish people? Remember the nations of the earth in the latter days of the earth with wars and rumors of wars. Wilt thou uphold that people? Remember our nation, the federal government, the leaders. Remember our province, the premier, with all those that stand at his side. Remember the governments of the cities, also of our town. Wilt thou bless our community with a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit and a turning to the old truths and the old ways? Then in this week, then there is a husband and wife, a father and mother, who hope to reach a special milestone, 55 years traveling together in the bond of holy matrimony. Then also in that day, the thought shall multiply, where they were called upon many years ago to bring a dear daughter to the grave. Lord, wilt thou grant that they may raise up an Ebenezer, that thou wast brought and helped him hitherto? Above all, do save their never dying souls. Remember the family circle. Remember the young couple who soon hope to be united in holy matrimony. Wilt thou help in all the preparations? May they be given to beg of thee, that thou may go before them as the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Wilt thou grant unto all of our young people a future spouse with thy blessing in thy favor, with whom they may travel through this time around the old truths and walking in the old ways? Lord, remember the manifold needs. Do remember and uphold all the mourning ones in our midst. And may out of that mourning, another mourning be born, and that is a mourning after thee. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones in the evening of their life? Wilt thou remember the sick and afflicted ones, difficulties of the body, and difficulties of the mind? May they be given to cry unto thee. Remember the sick relatives. Remember the crosses and the burdens. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember the family circles. May love abound when it is not so. May there be restoration. What has been separated, wilt thou bring it together according to thy holy word. Remember those that are struggling with temptations and addictions. May they be given to bow their knees, to use the means. And may it please thee as a wonder-doing God to deliver them. Lord, provide for our daily bread. Then once more we commend unto thee the great need in the realm of nature, the word is so dry. Thou yet grantest some clouds, but, Lord, thou doth not command the clouds to drop the rain, then it shall remain dry. Grant an impression, undeserved, sinned away, but may it please thee to yet be a surprising God and our Lord, that there would be more profound concern concerning the drought in the midst of thy church. And wilt thou grant, where it is so dry, to also grant thy thirst, O Lord. Thou hast a thirsty people upon the earth that are given to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that are given to cry after thee, the things of time and sense, not to despise them. But what shall it profit a man if he would gain the whole world and lose his poor soul? Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Lord, be so a surprising God in this evening hour, as thou wast being for the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. The nights, they can be dark. The nights, they can be long. But, oh, thou wast promised in thy word, unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, our Lord. 'Tis the work of the Spirit to quicken, to grant those desires, and that each time by renewal, may it then please thee in this evening to grant a spiritual appetite, that spirits may be stirred up, and that there may also be a filling thereof. Be then a surprising God for an unworthy, an undeserving people. And then it is so necessary that we become such each time by renewal, and our only hope and expectation is thy mercies of a triune God. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 446, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Out of the depths of sadness, O Lord, I cry to thee. Thou who canst fill with gladness, lend now thine ear to me. O fount of consolation, attend unto my cry. And what follows, Psalter 446, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, John 21, the verses 1 through 8, and we shall read the verses 6, 7, and 8. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. And now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits dragging the net with fishes. Our text words speak of Jesus' revelation to the seven disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. With four thoughts in the first place, a dark night without Jesus. Secondly, a searching question by Jesus. Thirdly, an almighty wonder by Jesus. And fourthly, a loving confession of Jesus. Jesus' revelation to the seven disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. A dark night without Jesus. A searching question by Jesus. An almighty wonder by Jesus. And a loving confession of Jesus. Beloved congregation, when the Lord grants it in his providence and in his mercy, then on the coming Lord's Day, then the sacrament of our Lord Jesus Christ hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation. And then in this evening hour, each from the youngest to the oldest, to examine our hearts, how it is within, what we need to attend the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need the same matter to appear before the Lord at the end of our life. We read in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 28 and 29, let so a man examine himself and eat of that bread and drink of that wine. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body. And 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, there the church is called to examine their faith and to prove themselves. In the scriptures, then we read of different places where there were special meetings with the Lord, that there was a special preparation. with the institution of the Passover in Exodus 12. And we read the same later of great Passovers in the reigns of King Hezekiah and Uzziah, and that there were special preparations. And then the inhabitants, they were called upon to diligently search their houses for that leaven that had to be removed in the form for the administration of the Lord's Supper. Then there are three matters mentioned, and the same matters are mentioned in our Heidelberg Catechism so concisely and so beautifully in question and answer 81. For whom is the Lord's Supper instituted? Answer, for those who were truly sorrowful for their sins, and yet trust that these are forgiven them for the sake of Christ, and that their remaining infirmities are covered by his passion and death, and who also earnestly desire to have their faith more and more strengthened, and their lives more holy. But hypocrites, and such as turn not to God with sincere hearts, eat and drink judgment to themselves. To that end, in this evening hour, we hope to consider the special meeting of Jesus with his church at the Sea of Tiberias. And may it please the Lord to use it for instruction, for comfort and for encouragement, and also for uncovering. Because John 21, that has a special place in the scriptures. When we read the last two verses of chapter 22, then it seemed that the apostle, that he has come to the end of his writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because we read, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, which the Lord has given unto us and our children as such a precious gift from heaven. But these are written that ye might believe. All my unconverted fellow travelers, do you hear it? There it is declared, that ye might believe, that ye may believe. May you be given to turn it into a prayer. Oh, for an unbelieving heart, young and old, do we ever ask ourselves what we truly believe? When the 12 articles are read, do we believe in God the Father? Do we believe in God the Son? Do we believe in God the Holy Ghost? Do we believe concerning the benefits which Christ has merited for his church? Thus in verse 21, there it is declared, the ingathering of the church, faith, that is a gift of God by the Holy Spirit. For the church of God, not only that they might believe, and that they may believe, but when the Lord grants it, then they must believe. Then it lieth so sure in the work of a triune God necessary, that the true child may be led deeper into those mysteries. that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Christ has said unto his disciples concerning the institution of the Lord's Supper, do this in the remembrance in me. Oh, may it be impressed upon all our hearts that we need that true saving faith to believe in the dear Son of God for the pardoning of our sins, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Acts 4 verse 12, no other name given under heaven among the children of men whereby we must be saved. Ah, may there be no rest outside of that only name of Jesus, which means Savior, where he has come to save his people from their sins. Oh, in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, with that broken bread, that poured out wine, there it is declared the love of the Savior, that he has loved himself to death, that his people might be saved. And now, when we read verse 21, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Oh, the Lord has a people that have many questions, that have many riddles. Oh, it is true, in the moment of regeneration, then the Spirit grants faith, hope, and love. There are times they may, there are times that they must believe. But now concerning verse 21, the Lord has those souls that are given to tell the Lord with everything that is written in the Scriptures, that there are many riddles, that there are many struggles, that there are many perplexities, all burdened with their sins and with their guilt. And now what a blessing. Oh, then it seems that the Apostle John, that he was stirred up after he has laid down his pen, and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that he has written John 21 for the strengthening of the people, that have many doubts with everything that is written, that they have so many questions. May it please the Lord then in this evening hour to use our chapter in our history. Oh, it was by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for a special purpose. The Lord knoweth who are his. The Lord knoweth the infirmities. And may it then be used in this evening hour. For those doubting, for those struggling, those tossed to and fro, who cannot deny what the Lord has done. And now we read, after these things, that is after John 21, what John has written, but especially concerning the things which has transpired on the day of the resurrection, but also 8 days later, when Jesus, by renewal, that he has appeared to the disciples and Thomas with them. Oh, then he was given for a Thomas to show his pierced hands and his pierced side. And then a Thomas was given to declare, my Lord and my God. After these things, Jesus showed himself again. Ah, what a blessing for the church when there may be an again, O people of God, How long has it been ago that we have received a special visit of the Lord Jesus Christ as that greater Joseph, oh, on the day of the resurrection of a eminent desire that he may say unto his church, I am Joseph. Joseph is still alive and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Ah, then we have heard it, that the Lord was better than his promise. Oh, he shall never be less. He shall never do less what he has promised. But many a times the Lord does more for his church than he has promised. Because I read in Matthew 26 verse 32, before Christ has died, that he has said to his disciples, after I am risen, I will go before thee in Galilee. That was the message of the angels. In Matthew 28 verse 7, when the women have come to the grave, when the angel has spoken that he will go, oh, tell my disciples. And in Mark 16 verse 7, and also Peter, that I go before you in Galilee. In Matthew 28 verse 10, when Jesus has met the women returning from the grave, then the same message, then he has said, I will go before my church in Galilee. But now the Lord has been much better than his promise. He has done exceedingly abundantly what they were given to ask or think. No, then he did not wait till the church has returned to Galilee. But then on the day of the resurrection, then he has appeared to his church five times. And 8 days later, with a Thomas present, and now in our chapter, then by renewal, then Jesus is given to appear to his disciples. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. Thus the disciples, they have given heed to the command of Jesus, and they have returned to Galilee, waiting for Jesus to appear unto them. O Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, that was a special place for the church. That is where Jesus, in the surrounding cities, and even on that lake, that is where the Lord has performed many of his wonders, and many were converted to that end, young and old. Never leave the Sea of Galilee and those towns where the word of God may be brought. The Lord has promised that he shall bless his word, that his church shall be gathered. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. Those disciples with this appearance, they could tell us, oh, if we could meet those seven disciples and say, disciples, tell us now what has taken place. Then they could tell us very clearly and specifically what has went before, what has taken place, and what has transpired thereafter. And then we read of seven disciples. Psalm 119 verse 63. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The church is like a flock of birds, that they flock together. And so we see it in our chapter. Oh, it is true. There is a difference in the church, the characters. And then we read of seven. There were together, what a blessing, the unity of the church, when love may prevail. there were together a Simon Peter. What has Simon Peter done, boys and girls? Oh, he has denied his master. But we do not read that the other disciples, that with their words they have tried to murder Peter. They have not said, Simon Peter, you may not belong to the disciples anymore because you have sent it all away, all forfeited. No, we read none of those things. And why was that? Because those other disciples, they have learned much of themselves. Ah, the more that we learn of our own heart, those other disciples, they had nothing to boast of. It is true. John, the disciple, has quickly retraced his steps. He has been at the cross at the end. But for the other disciples, they have fled. Oh, if they have joined Simon Peter, they perhaps would have done the same or even worse. Thus, no stones to throw. And Thomas, called Didymus, one of the twin. Ah, Thomas, sometime he is called unbelieving Thomas. But Thomas was wrought upon by the Spirit. Oh, it is true. Quickly downcast, quickly in the pit. And on the evening of the resurrection, everything has come to an end. And he even stayed home from church. Not that he did not like to go to church, boys and girls. He has sat at the feet of Christ for more than 3 years. But oh, for that Thomas. Then 8 days later, then Thomas was in church again. Ah, then those disciples were so glad. And then we may believe that those disciples, they have prayed and desired that Jesus would appear to the disciples again and show that he was the risen Lord. Oh, and a Thomas was given to see when Christ has spoken of pierced hands, pierced side, my Lord and my God. Ah, Thomas has learned much. Do you know what a Thomas thought? If I now stay close to Simon Peter, even a Simon Peter that has denied, then perhaps I will not be in the pit so fast. And Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, that is the disciple the first time we read of in John 1. Oh, that if Philip has come and found a Nathanael under the fig tree, and that if Philip was given to declare, we have found the Messiah. Ah, then that Nathanael, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Ah, then Philip was given to say, come and see. And then Nathanael was given to make that precious confession. And the sons of Zebedee, that was John, many times called the disciple of love. Oh, for John it was, as I read in 1 John 4, verse 19, we love him because he has loved us. Oh, then for John and James, who was older, they were also called the sons of thunder. Ah, maybe now a soul says in this evening hour, but when I read of Simon Peter and Thomas and Nathanael and the sons of Zebedee, then I am so afraid to include myself with that people. Oh, they have made such precious confessions, and faith can be so weak, can be so tossed to and fro. Oh, it is true, when the Lord works, when he draws by the cords of love, then that people is given to make that good and that precious choice. Then they have set their face in words, but that people learn that their sins need to be pardoned. And to that end, we read of two other ones. And to other of his disciples. Different ones to think, perhaps Andrew, because he was a brother of Peter. They were both fishermen. And perhaps Philip, it is written that he was of Bethsaida, but we read, and to other of his disciples. Thus no name. Do you know what that is, to have no name? Are there a few souls that have no name? Oh, that do not call, dare to call themselves one of those disciples. But what is it now? Do you know what that is, congregation, boys and girls? When there is a disciple with no name. Do you know what we mean? Are there also younger ones with no name? That is, a people whom have been wrought upon by the Spirit of God. They have been drawn by the cords of love. They have learned to mourn and to weep. An impression of their lost condition. They have made that precious choice of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Oh, they have experienced wonderful things of the Lord. They know what it is to fish spiritually. But that is a people with so many questions and so many riddles. They are so afraid to join themselves with that people. Thus a people with no name, no place in the world. That is death. They have fled the city of destruction, and yet so timid and so afraid to join themselves to the people of God. Ah, that people with no name, they have a desire to be with the people of God. They rather listen. They do not speak so much. But for those disciples with those no name that are not mentioned, they would also receive a special blessing. And now we read, as Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. There are different thoughts concerning why Simon Peter has said that. We shall not speak of unbelief. And I read in Matthew 4, verse 19, that Christ has called those disciples to be fishers of men. But at the moment, it seemed that that would be impossible. And do we not read in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, he that does not work shall not eat. And now those disciples, they were waiting in Galilee for that promised visit. And now in the time of waiting, then as Simon Peter, also concerning their families, that he thought we must be diligent and use our time well while we are waiting. All for the church. That time of waiting, that can be such a difficult time. And now as Simon Peter said to the rest, I go a fishing. And what a blessing. Then we hear the unity of those disciples. Then a disciple did not say, Simon Peter, it is best that you become a little quieter, because you know what you have done. In the hall of Caiaphas, that you have denied your master, the Simon Peter, we must put you under censure for a while and see how you behave. But they did not say, those disciples, they did not place themselves above another. What a blessed place to be. And we do not read that those disciples, they have discussed it for a long time, with their intentions, that there were different thoughts when and how There can be much discussion and many intentions also concerning the things of the kingdom of heaven, and that nothing gets done. But those disciples, they have agreed with Simon Peter. They say unto him, "We also go with thee." They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Most of them, they were experienced fishermen. All on the Sea of Galilee, they have experienced many wonderful things. We have mentioned in Matthew 4, verse 19, that they were called to be fishers of men. There was a time formerly in Luke 5 that they have also caught nothing. But then Jesus has given the command to launch out into the deep, and then they have caught many fishes, their net ready to break, and then they have come to the shore. Oh, on the Sea of Galilee, there they have experienced many a stormy sea. When we think of Mark 4, when Jesus was on board and a great storm has come, then they have called the master to awake, "Hearest thou not that we perish?" All on the Sea of Galilee, in Matthew 14, when Christ has constrained them all on the shore, then 5,000 men plus women and children were fed. Then when a storm has come, and then Peter was given to walk on the waves. Oh, in the Sea of Galilee, then 2,000 swine have drowned. Also out of the Sea of Galilee, then we read that Peter has went and caught a fish, and there was a coin that they could pay their taxes. Thus all for those disciples, on that night that they were a-fishing, then their thoughts have multiplied. They have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord. The Sea of Galilee, that is a wonderful sea. 680 feet under sea level, 14 miles from north to south, 7 miles wide, 145 feet deep. And they tell us in that sea there is an abundance of fish. Thus for those disciples, they have fished many a time on that sea. They have caught many a fish. They have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord. But now we read concerning this night, and that night they caught nothing. What a disappointment and what a discouragement. Those disciples, they fished same time. Seemed the night time was the best time to catch fish on that sea. The same sea and the same matter. And yet that night they caught nothing. Are there souls that understand it? The true child of God, they know of those times when they catch many a fish, even big fish in congregation. When we may fish spiritually, then what a joy it grants in the heart when we may catch a fish. What a rejoicing. Nothing in the world compares to it. It's true. The Lord grants many good things, much joy concerning the things of the world. But nothing compares to that spiritual fishing. Oh, then the child of God, where do they fish? In the Word of God. What a joy it grants when it may be applied, when they may read their name, when they may receive instruction, when they may be comforted, when they may be encouraged. Oh, a fishing in the house of God. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of God all the days of my life, to inquire in his temple, and to behold the beauty of the Lord. Ah, the beauty in the temple, that is the work of a triune God, that is the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Ah, then such a soul, what a fish they are given to catch at the throne of grace, when they may be given to pour out their heart, when the Lord may answer their prayers. Oh, the fishing in the way of providence. Oh, those disciples, they could tell us that formerly they have caught many a fish, many a beautiful fish, many a big fish. But this night, the same time, of course another night, the same lake, and the same manner. Is that true in the life of a child of God? Many a times when they do not catch a fish, there can be times that they go to the bookshelf and pick a sermon which formerly has been such a blessing, unforgettable. And then when it becomes dark, becomes quiet, when it becomes lean, then they sometime go to the bookshelf and take that sermon and read it by renewal. And then it can be experienced, and that night they caught nothing. Not to catch a tear, a sigh, a cry, encouragement, a weeping. That night they caught nothing, but many a times, is it really true that they are fishing in the same manner? Be that they still have old fish that they are living off, that the need is not so great. Ah, the true child knoweth those times. That earnest desire, that longing, a sigh and a cry. Oh, Saturday night, when the next day may be the Lord's day, what cries, what earnest desires, what a rejoicing in the morning of the Sabbath day. And then there can be those times when they go a fishing in God's house, that each Sabbath day they may catch a fish, sometime many fishes, and may live off of those fishes during the week. And then with the Lord's Day approaching, or a weekday service, then by renewal that vehement desire. And that night they caught nothing. Let us first sing Psalter 162, the stanzas 1 and 2. My soul in silence awaits for God. My Savior, he is proved. He only is my rock and tower. I never shall be moved. Psalter 162, the two stanzas. congregation, the nights in the life of a child of God can be great. They can be manifold and they can be long. But for the church of God, it is all directed by the love of the King. We soon hear in this chapter that Christ has stood on the shore. The Lord granteth those nights in his wisdom, because for the child of God, if they could continue to fish so freely and to receive the blessings and the benefits of the covenant, then they could continue so easy without that precious mediator, without the Savior. The Lord directs everything in his love and in his goodness. To make it simple, sometime it has been said that we must preach so simple that little boys and girls 6 years old can understand it. To now make it clear, when a family goes a-fishing and the sons and daughters, the boys and girls, maybe you've went fishing, many of you, with your fishing pole. And then if it would happen on the shore or in the boat, if each time when you cast your hook into the water with a bait and you immediately caught a fish, put it in the boat or in a pail, and that continued for a little while, then soon you would be finished. Maybe you would begin to speak, what are we going to do with all our fish? Maybe even the boat would lie low in the water. Of course, if there would be starving families, then it would be a blessing if you would catch a fish very quickly and prepare it that you may eat. But on the other hand, boys and girls, you go a-fishing and you have cast the hook many times into the water and you have not caught nothing. Maybe after a long time, your brother or sister, and then you must be happy for them. But now let's say after 1 hour that you would catch a beautiful large fish, then how happy you would be. Then you would appreciate catching a fish much more than if you have caught very many immediately. And that is now a simple type of how the Lord deals with his people. Oh, it is all in love. It is true. I read in Isaiah 65, verse 24, before they call, I will hear, and while they are speaking, I will answer. Ah, there are times the Lord has said, Matthew 7, verse 7, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. There are times that the church receives a quick answer, but many a times it is the wisdom and the goodness of the King that he tests the faith of that people, that they are given to wait difficult for the flesh. Nevertheless, in that time of waiting, they are given to learn much of their own heart, more exercised with the attributes of God, more on their knees, learn all sinned away, a blessing, when they may learn that their prayers can only be answered for Christ's sake, and then when the Lord grants the blessing, the greater, the more amazing, the more wonderful it is, and the more that the Lord shall be praised. Thus, when we consider these disciples, all for the church, it shall be true what the Lord has promised concerning the realm of nature. After that Noah has come out of the ark, in Genesis 8 verse 22, summer and winter, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and day and night, it shall not cease. That shall continue also for the church. All for the church at the end, when they are taken home. Then there shall be no more night. Then it shall always be day. We read in Revelations 21, 22, that holy city, there's no need of the light because the Lamb shall be in the midst of them. But here many times a night. Nevertheless, O Christ, as that greater Joseph, he was waiting to reveal himself on this wise by renewal to the disciples, people of God. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when there may be a fishing, when there may be much examination, oh, exercises, also reflections, those disciples we must close. The Lord willing, we can continue then on Thursday evening, because for the Lord's Supper, we must come further. Because John was given to say, it is the Lord's. It is the Lord concerning the Lord's Supper. Do this in remembrance of me. Nevertheless, what a privilege. Exercises, and for those disciples given to reflect upon the Sea of Galilee. Thought upon the days of old, the years departed long, the wonderful things they have experienced, the fish they have caught, the church knows, of catching many fish, the joy that granteth it, but now, and that night, they caught nothing. May the Lord grant those experiences, because there can be so much resting upon the gifts, former experiences, but we have heard it out of the former chapter, and that is necessary to profitably partake of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. May it please the God of all grace to experience what the disciples would soon experience. It is the Lord. But these are written, and therefore chapter 21 was added. What a blessing it would be. Chapter 21 would be added for us, used for instruction, for comfort, encouragement concerning the Savior. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the disciples that went a fishing, and that night they caught nothing. Then the disciples would soon receive another command to cast the net on the other side of the ship. May that be granted to souls. We can be so busy fishing and that covenant of works. But now we need to learn by the teaching of thy Spirit to cast our net into that covenant of grace. And then we shall surely find, in that finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, so beautiful portrayed in the broken bread and the poured out wine, Lord. May there be much fishing. May we receive much instruction. Was those disciples a visit from above, a visit from thee, and with a confession of that no, but then to be further led, and then to be given to declare it is the Lord. Lord, thou knowest who are thine. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another to that end? Bring us together for a weekday service to further consider the wonderful things of the Lord. We are so dependent upon thee. Without thee we can do nothing. But may thy church be given to need thy dear Son as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Lord, we may commence another week. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in the home, at work, on the way, at school, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou keep us from harm and danger. Keep us from an unprepared and an unexpected death. Wilt thou bring us safely to our dwellings. Watch over us in this night, Lord. May there yet be some fishing among young and old. The night watches in the daytime, in secret places, at work, a cry unto thee, O Lord, convert us as thou hast converted all thy people. We may acknowledge thee for another Lord's Day, yet a few words to speak. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 378, the stanzas 1 and 3, give thanks to God, for good is he. His grace abideth ever. To him all praise and glory be. His mercy faileth never. And what follows, 378, the stanzas 1 and 3. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.